Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱心九罗贝。Last night, Air China became the first domestic carrier to operate a direct flight from Beijing to San Francisco since the two countries announced a flight increase effective November 9th. Sun Siqi has more.
The Air China flight departed from Beijing with more than 200 passengers. The flight increase followed previous agreements to increase passenger flights. The total number of round-trip flights per week has climbed from 18 in January to 24 in May, and then to 48 in October. As of November 9th, the weekly flight number cap has been increased to 70. And ticket prices have decreased. A round-trip ticket from Shanghai to LA has dropped from up to 15,000 yuan in January to 7,000 yuan or less.
其实在2019年就是疫情之前
Before the pandemic, total flights between China and the United States was about 300 per week. So there's still significant room for more.
这么一个数据其实需求的这个差距还是很大的
At the same time, flights to other countries have also been increasing. The Civil Aviation Administration said in the upcoming winter-spring season, 116 carriers have received approval to operate 13,000 weekly flights to 65 countries.And that is roughly 70% of the total in the same period in 2019. Between October 16th and 22nd, more than 3,800 international passenger flights were carried out, which is more than 50% of the pre-pandemic level. Flight numbers to 22 countries, including the United Kingdom, Italy, and the UAE, have approached or even exceeded pre-pandemic levels. This is Xiang Life.
An electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, or EVTOL, independently developed by a Chinese startup, has just completed its first round of flight tests. Li Shuan has the story.
Its rotors begin turning and the little plane is off the ground in seconds. No runway needed. It can operate from just about anywhere. As the first domestic company to make a breakthrough in tilt rotor technology for EVTOLs, TCAP's E-20 electric aircraft weighs about 2.4 tons and is more like a bus shuttling between destinations.
If you think about ride-sharing business, then we can see that for 20 kilometers or below, it is mainly using taxi will be quite suitable.However, for something above 20 to 50 kilometers, we're going to be requiring different kind of way of transportations. In China, almost 20 to 30 cities is going to be hitting maybe many 10 million size of populations.
The TCAP E-20 can carry a pilot and up to four passengers, has a payload of 450 kilograms, a cruising speed of 260 kilometers per hour, and a top speed of 320. That's five times faster than a taxi, and of course, it won't have to stop for the lights. In the future, it could address the demand for short-distance air travel within and between cities.TCAP technology is not the only Chinese firm in the field, despite the higher security and performance requirements of carrying human passengers. Another startup, Vertaxi, has also just completed the first test flight of its 2-ton EVTOL. The model has been unveiled to the public at this year's CIIE in Shanghai. The technology is applicable to more than just a taxi service and has attracted international interest.Just last month, Autoflight released its world's first firefighting EVTOL. With more than 95% of its components made domestically, a stable supply chain has been an important part of the company's success.
In the Yangtze Delta area, I mean, actually this, capacity for the supply chain has been really, really helpful. And then because we have lots of, small components that we can easily get access from other companies surrounding in this area. We're targeting Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and then also U.S. market as well.
On October the 10th, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology and four other departments jointly released an outline for the development of China's green aviation manufacturing, putting forward a clear timetable. By 2025, there will be electric airplanes in commercial use, there will be EVTOL trial flights, and a feasibility study into hydrogen-powered airplanes will be completed. That's got some investors excited.
Since we have a bigger population,eVoto will have a great opportunity in China. In the next 5 to 10 years, we believe there's at least 8,000 to 10,000 eVoto airplane needed.
Also last month, the world's first eVTOL route was launched between city of Shenzhen and Zhuhai. It takes 30 minutes for a round trip with a total flight distance of more than 80 kilometers. Countries such as France, Japan, and the U.S. have also joined the trend with vertiports and flight route networks under construction. Leisure Money Talks.